The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, what a treat we have in store for you. You know, there's a little bit of a snap in the air. There's a chill in the air. I can't remember the last time we saw 100 degrees here in Tucson, so the scents and the aromas and the sounds and the tastes of fall are very much at hand, and you know what that means. We are about to unveil a very exciting and active fall season of some delicious fall events. And when you think about delicious and you think about great events in town, of course, you think of our celebrity co-host for this week from Mark Irvin Commercial Real Estate. Mr. Mark Irvin is back.
Ed, thanks for having me. You know, you know what tomorrow is?
What's tomorrow?
First, I think, isn't that when, like, the first day of fall? Didn't that happen? Well, actually, I guess it's actually Saturday morning.
And not a moment too soon.
It's here.
I love all the al fresco dining opportunities. You start seeing these great local restaurants opening up their patios. People are not afraid to just sit outside anymore like we are for the several months during the summer. I mean, have you gotten out and about enjoying some al fresco dining this season yet?
How can you not?
That's what happens.
I do it all summer long. It doesn't bother me.
That's right. Well, yeah, we have been in Tucson for a long time, so we have gotten rid of the complaining about the summer months, and we know we have to go out there and support local restaurants. Summer times are a little bit challenging. I am happy to bring my dollar to some of the great local restaurants here in town.
So many great choices. I mean, that's the hard part.
I know.
You know, where do you go every day?
I know. Well, I know where you're going coming up here next month for a great event. Now, let me just say, and I know I make you blush from time to time, but, you know, I'm being very authentic in my remarks. I mean, you've spent the better part of your adult life committing yourself to making this community a better community for kids and their families. And the work that you've done, Mark, with the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson has been celebrated by people all across this community. And there is not one moment where you don't take time out of your busy day to try to stop and say, what can we do right now, today, to make this community a better place for Tucson's kids and families? Talk a little bit about the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Great organization. You know, we've got a little over 7,000 kids that we serve at six strategically located clubhouses. I think what a lot of people don't know about the club is that it only costs $5 to be a member.
Yeah, wow.
And what also is cool, or I guess it's not cool, but something else is, you know, only about maybe 40% of the members can afford the $5. So the other 60% are given projects to do in the club and community service projects in our community to pay their way into the Boys and Girls Club. So obviously we can't run it for $5
right.
a kid. So the real money comes from things like the various events and things that we do. So
yeah, and speaking of those events, I mean, your creative juices are always flowing, Mark Irvin, when it comes to giving the people what they want, kind of packaging the kinds of destination kind of encounters through events to introduce people to the Boys and Girls Clubs, but to also to whet their appetites and pique their interests when it comes to food and beverage. You guys have an event coming up here in October, and I love what you've called it, because of all the names and the creative ideas you can have to name these great events, you're going to be throwing a big party next month. And what's the name of the event?
The party. You know, it's kind of interesting. I guess I've been really fortunate over the years to surround myself with some really creative people and just an amazing board over there, and it kind of just never ends. But you know, it's kind of funny, when we created the party, we kind of did it to echo, I think, what's going on right now in our economic times. You know, mm-hmm. We knew we couldn't really reach out to the community and ask people to write a check for $300 a person to come, so we lowered it to
$100. Wow.
We think people were telling us, let's make it more of a kind of a casual event, so it's the attire is come as you are. And then I think when we sat down and designed it, we said, you know what? What would we like to go to?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of always our driver. You know, what do we think would be fun? So I think with the party, we're going to have an affordable event at $100. We're going to have amazing food. I mean, the guys at Fox Restaurant Concepts are there, and they are, as always, knocking the ball out of the park. We're going to have the infamous Partini slides back again this year, pouring the specialty cocktail that we designed for the party called the Partini. And I tell you, I think it's really neat. Great music. You'll arrive. The Joe Vert Seal drum band will say, you know, hey, here, you're here.
Very cool.
Some great fun music by younger musicians. Then you get inside. And in the arena, we're going to have Britt Ronstadt and her band, 80s and Gentlemen, who just won Tucson's best club band.
Seen
so
them many, many times.
They are fun. They're
going to get
you
more up, authentic than that.
Right. Britt's going to get you up dancing. She's just going to have a blast, and they're just really good. And then we'll cap the evening with a concert from Third Eye Blind. So you know, for $100, you get in, you get your food, you get these three great music venues, you get this amazing silent auction and a specialty live auction that's already full with 10 incredible trips. Mm. And then we have a new deal called Super Ticket, and we're going to lead off Super Ticket with our friend Diana Medeiros just donated us a $12,000 painting. You know, you'll have a chance during the Super Ticket to maybe win a great painting and all kinds of great prizes. We'll have a little over 100 prizes in that, and there'll be it's just going to be a fun night. And again, I think the neat thing is Matt, we can come just like we're dressed right now, very casual. By the way, Matt's actually, I can't even tell you what Matt's wearing right now. Matt, put your pants on.
Let's just say it's a good thing this is radio and not television. So, you know, you can't even get to a Third Eye Blind concert for under $100, let alone the food and the entertainment and the camaraderie and the fact that you're out supporting such a great cause. So give us all the particulars, because I know some of our listeners want to know how they can get tickets. The date of the event, exactly where it's going to be, and how people can learn more.
Okay, well, first off, we're actually going to have a drawing here at some point in time. Matt's going to pick a lucky number, and we'll have a call-in, but we are going to give away two tickets to the party. But the party will be on Friday, October the 21st. It will start at 5 o'clock. It'll go to 11 o'clock. The actual concert with Third Eye Blind will start probably about 9:15, 9:30, and it'll go to 11. But from 5 o'clock till 9:15 or so will be the main part. That'll be down at the TCC in the arena. We've actually got two pieces. The exhibit hall is about 100,000 feet, and that's where the main part of the party will be. And then when the party's over at 9:15, we'll walk right next door. You don't have to even go outside. There's a little hallway that connects you to it. You walk right into the arena into an amazing concert by Third Eye Blind. You know, last year we had Bare Naked Ladies, and I don't know, people thought we were up to something kind of wacky, and so, you know, maybe Third Eye Blind will be a little changed with that, but I'll tell you what, Bare Naked Ladies did an amazing job.
They rocked the house, yeah. And you can actually go on to the website to see some photos from last year's event to kind of get a sense of the background and the backdrop. Again, you're really talking to some great people come out from far and wide to this event, October the 21st at 5 p.m. down at the TCC. Is there a website address you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, two things. It's thepartytucson.com, and I also wanted to tell you, we've got a great guy that's going to come down and be our announcer. So if you want to hear the voice of Matt Russell, you need to come to the party.
I thought you wanted to sell tickets, Mark Irvin.
We do. We do.
So I'm going to be the voice at the party.
You are.
Oh,
the voice.
This is an historic milestone. It's happening right here on live radio. Anyway, Mark, thank you so much for everything that you continue to do for kids and their families here in Tucson. And it's just an honor to call you a friend. And you're a fellow foodie. And I love breaking bread with you. And it's just such a treat to be in your life. It really is.
Ditto, pal.
Thanks so much.
I think you're fun.
Speaking of fun, what a great segue. Glad you're reading your script, Mark, because, you know, fun is all about wine at this time of every show. It's 5:15, and we get the unique privilege each and every week at this time to engage our good friend Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, who has...
How are you doing, Matt?
We are having a great time over here at the Jolt studio. I'm here with Mark Irvin. We spent about a half an hour before we even went on the air talking about great wines, and so, you know, we're thirsty, Yvonne. What can you do for us? You know, it's all about us at this point, isn't it? Our thirst is dominating the encounter over here.
Yeah, really, enough about us. Let's talk about you. What do you like best about us?
So anyway, congratulations on a great turnout for your fourth anniversary party last weekend. I mean, I just heard great things from people that had a chance to go celebrate with you and congratulate you for just bringing the people here in Southern Arizona what they want at an affordable price. I would imagine that in and among those tastings last weekend, you probably had a little bit of time to think about what the wine of the week is going to be this week, and our audience is out there waiting to hang on every word. What's the wine of the week this week?
Well, this week, what we're doing is Santa Digna Carmenere. It's out of Curco, Chile. So out of the, it's the Miguel Torres Winery in Chile. It's 100% Carmenere. And this wine, you know, the Carmenere is actually a French grape. And what happened when Phlox were hit, they, you know, they had all these issues with it. And they found it down in Chile. It had been sent down to Chile sometime before, and they were confusing it with the Merlot grape, but it wasn't the Merlot grape at all. So this is the Santa Digna Carmenere, which has, like, aromas of violets and black currants and blueberries. And then when you start tasting it, you get the cherries. There's a little bit of pepper. There's some sweet and fruity tannins. There's some spice. It ends with a toasty vanilla flavor, and it has a long finish. There's a little bit of chocolate on the finish. So this is just a really nice wine. You know, a lot of people haven't heard of Carmenere, and they've heard of the Malbec, which is coming out of Argentina these days. But right next door to it, just like the Malbec grows like weeds in Argentina, Carmenere grows like weeds in Chile, and it's become their signature wine.
And that's one of the great things, again, about what you're offering your guests there at Catavinos is you come in, you sort of shake them up a little bit and get them to kind of take a little step outside of their comfort zone. And, of course, you think of these great Malbecs from Argentina, and everyone has a favorite Cab or a favorite Merlot, and I myself particularly have several favorite Pinots. But, again, the Carmenere is an area that I haven't danced around a lot, and you introduce this area of Chile to us and talk about the wonderful Carmenere grape, and you do that in showcasing these great wine tastings. It's the education that you're going to get in addition to some beautiful wine down there at Catavinos.
Well, and you know, the thing of it is, I get these grapes in here, and they're just so wonderful, and then next thing you know, everybody's in love with them, and I can't keep them in stock.
Which is a very good problem to have. So you've got this wonderfully complex Santa Digna Chilean Carmenere, 100% Carmenere. So this is a tall, stand-up kind of a wine. I'm thinking this is going to be probably close to the top of your price spectrum.
Well, it's $11.99.
Ah, you've challenged my assumption like you do every week. Only $11.99.
It's a beautiful wine. It tastes like a $30 bottle of wine. I would put this up against any $30 bottle of wine, and it would stand up.
That's beautiful.
In a blind tasting, people would think it's a much more expensive, which, you know, that's what we do, is we look for those needles in a haystack. It can't just be an average wine. It's got to be stellar. I want a great wine in here.
Yeah.
So,
well, you've got many. In fact, over 350 world-class wines from all over the world, including this great Santa Digna Carmenere. You sort of, in a virtual sense, travel the world and find the best wine values to bring back to Southern Arizona. So there's not one bottle in the entire store that's priced over $15 a bottle. So alongside this great Chilean Carmenere, what kind of a theme do you have put together for this weekend, and what other wines are you going to be showcasing?
Well, you know, one of the favorite people around the shop here, a lot of people have come to know each other, and Bonnie has been here since day one.
Oh, yeah.
And today is literally her birthday.
Oh, that's great.
So as a tribute to her, we let her pick the wines this week. So it's called Bonnie's Picks, and she knows the shop as well as I do. So we obviously have a Brut for a Sparkly to start with. We've got a Cotteron. We've got a Fitu. We've got this Carmenere. We got the Malbecs, which she's so in love with. But actually, her grape of choice over the last, maybe 6 months, has been the Cabernet Franc. So we're ending with a beautiful Cabernet Franc out of the Cosentino Winery in Lodi.
Beautiful. Well, you know, anything Bonnie likes, I like. I mean, she's got a great palate. She knows a good wine, and you're always going to be in good hands if you follow Bonnie's palate. Again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., go down there to Catavinos, taste a flight of six premium wines alongside some great cheese for only $10. If you buy at least a bottle of wine, or you can do what Mark Irvin does and buy them by the case, for crying out loud. You're going to drop that price down to $8 if you buy a case. That entire tasting is going to be free.
That's
a great
right.
price. So, Yvonne, when we stop by your place later, what will we always find that you're serving at your house? I mean, what is your kind of go-to deal?
Oh, geez. Pardon me. You know, I don't have a go-to deal because I got 350 wines to choose from, so I'm cycling through them all the time.
That's exactly the answer we're hoping for. So we will be over right after the program.
I'll race you there, Mark. Anyway, thanks, Yvonne. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Catavinos, and when we come back, we're going to have all the crunchy details from the cereal box and their cereal eating competition, which was just last week. Don't go away.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live alongside my celebrity co-host, Mr. Mark Irvin.
Thanks for having me. We're having fun.
We're having fun. You know, there's one thing missing. The wine.
Yes.
Now, you must have not gotten the memo. The celebrity co-host has to bring in a bottle of, I'm kidding you.
You know what? I'll take care of that on the 6th.
Yes. Yes. All of our fans will be delighted to know that on October the 6th, Mark Irvin is going to fly this aircraft himself. He is going to do a solo flight. He will host On the Menu Live from a location down in Main Gate Square on the 6th. That's going to be a lot of fun. I wish I could tune in to listen to you.
Oh, you know, we had a blast last time we were down there. And, you know, we were outside then. And we had the birds flying by and people stopping by and saying, hey, Matt, or hey, Mark. Or hey, you know, Via was there if I recall,
yeah,
and
exactly.
we had a good time.
We love Main Gate
Square. Kind of hard not to get distracted down there, though.
Especially this time of year. Yes, the fall semester is off and running in fine order, fine shape, fine style.
Still got that crick in my neck.
Exactly. Well, listen, I don't know when the last time you enjoyed a fine bowl of cereal, but there's some people down there in Main Gate Square. Two of my very close friends, Jordan and Tara Schacht, have really redefined breakfast and have taken the breakfast idea and have sort of manifested across all of the mealtimes during the day. And Jordan Schacht from the Cereal Box is with us right now. What's up, brother?
Hey, Matt, good to hear from you. How are you today?
Doing great. We're talking about, I don't know what the segue is between wine and cereal, but, you know, I went to college once. I think I enjoyed a Captain Crunch with a fine Pinot at some time. I mean, let's be honest with each other. So I love everything that you guys are doing down there, and I specifically enjoy sort of the evolution that the Cereal Box has seen from its early days and sort of really waking people up about what cereal can be. And now you've just sort of created this full range of menu options. Are you able to actually get like a panini sandwich down there these days, are you?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. The Cereal Box Kitchens is full into development and producing great opportunities and new opportunities for our clientele. We've added panini sandwiches. We've added whitefish salad platters. We've added a vegan panini called the Messy Veggie with hummus. It's just delicious. We've actually added hummus for bagels and additional items. The protein shake line has taken off dramatically. So we're always looking to hear what our feedback is from our customers, try to develop in our, I wouldn't say it's stadium kitchen, but it's Cereal Box kitchen. And with the guru chef, Tara, and her wonderful crack staff, she's doing a great job rolling out things. We're even, believe it or not, developed the Belgian waffle sundaes with two toppings and whipped cream with ice cream. We've also are working and are trying out waffle sandwiches, believe it or not, bacon cheddar, things along those lines.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in on that, Jordan. Man, does that sound good. Well, I remember that about this time last year, you guys hosted your first annual cereal eating contest. We actually had a chance to do the play-by-play right there on site for our listeners. And we understand you guys, it was such a success last year, you decided to return and host another cereal eating contest just last week. How did everything go over there?
We had 12 hungry contestants. This year, instead of based on volume, it was based on speed. And we had a wonderful student by the name of Ty Yazzie finish two bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch in a minute and 46. Now, nothing as crazy as last year where the gentleman actually crushed his cereal up first.
I remember.
And then poured milk, drank the milk afterwards. So Ty went straight old school and just devoured the crowd.
And let me tell you, that's not any. Mark Irvin is just in here sort of shaking his head. I mean, I remember Captain Crunch was the cereal last year, and that takes, you know, when you're going to eat about more than about a bowl or two of that, that's really going to put your chompers to work. You know, it's my favorite cereal from my childhood. So you did Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and he went through, what'd you say, two bowls in a minute and a half?
Two helpings, which is about two cups each.
Oh, my gosh.
The gentleman passed the bar, and I'm sure we're looking forward to doing another one on the last Bear Down Friday of this school year, which will be November 25th, so come on down, sign up. You must be 18. That's the only disclaimer, and have a healthy appetite.
Yeah, my son's got two more years until he's eligible. He keeps waiting and waiting and waiting. It'll happen to him. I think you got a champion in the making.
I want to hear about
probably
this waffle sandwich again.
Probably have Sunday morning training sessions.
Mark says he wants to hear about that waffle sandwich again, Jordan.
Well, Mark, we're developing it. We're looking at new ways to improve. I mean, the cereal box is no longer just about cereal. We've kind of evolved. We've added, the bakery line has developed over the last few years. That's enabled us to do a lot of caterings, and we're able to deliver for those. But the waffle sundaes, the waffles, and the waffle sandwiches is, I think, the way we're going to the future as a dessert as well as a sandwich item. But the paninis have taken off, and thank you, U of A students. We're off to a fantastic start this year, and without you guys, we missed you very much over the summer.
What's the top seller there? I mean, when people come in for breakfast, what are they going for?
It's hard to say. Each day's different, but I'll give you a little glimpse of a busy day. Last Saturday, we did over 40 waffles. We did over 25 scramble wraps, or our version of a breakfast burrito.
Wow.
The Bagel Blitz, which is an egg sandwich on a bagel, your choice of toppings. We've also added probably an additional 15 veggie items to add to all these sandwiches. So We're really expanded the menu as well as the palate to try to help meet the needs of our customers.
And the entire story was sort of built around the fascination with cereal. And one of the things I love about walking into your place, into the cereal box in Main Gate Square, is your atmosphere is so fun. It's got these bright colors and all these great little angles. And architecturally, it's just a fun place. I mean, you can't walk in there and not automatically begin to smile, especially when you look across and see all of your cereal options that you have. Now, of all the cereals, is there one standout cereal that seems to be the most often ordered? I mean, I'm a Captain Crunch guy, always have been. Is that still in the running for your leading cereal, or are we still seeing?
I'd say it's in the top five. You got the Captain Crunch family, but still to this date right now, it's either Cinnamon Toast Crunch, our granola, which I believe is second to none in the city, and then after that, it's a rainbow of mixture of cereals.
A rainbow and a mixture of cereals.
We have Cheerios with blueberries. That's really all I'm.
Believe me, we have about 50 toppings. If we don't have blueberries, we have blueberry pie filling to fill you in.
Oh, okay, cool.
I can survive with that.
I love that. Anyway, we got about another minute left. Jordan, why don't you remind all of our listeners, if we're happen to be reaching someone who's not yet been to the cereal box, exactly where are you located, your hours of operation, and how they can learn more about you online?
Well, the cereal box is at 943 East University. We're at Suite 101. We're on the northwest corner of the building. We face the entrance to the Marriott. Hours of operation Monday through Friday are 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. On the weekends, 8 to 3. One of the best things is if you haven't tried it, come down. Once you walk in, you'll be back a second and a third time. It's a great environment, not just for individuals, but for families as well. Matt, I'm going to throw this out to you guys real quick. Trivia question for a $10 gift certificate from the cereal box. You ready?
We're ready.
What are the three monster cereals that come out for Halloween?
What are the three monster cereals that come out for Halloween?
Yes, sir.
Count Chocula, blueberry, and the Franken one, she
All
says.
All right. First caller that comes in to respond with that, we'll give him a $10 gift certificate from the cereal box.
Very good. A spontaneous trivia question, 529-3508, if you think you know the answer to the question. Anyway, Jordan Shack from the cereal box, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Mark. Have a great rest of the day.
Look forward to seeing you.
We're going to take a quick CNN news break. We're going to be right back and talking about Spanish and flamenco music and food. We'll be right back.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. A downright depressing day on Wall Street. The Dow closed down around 390 points. CNN's Allison Kosick explains why.
You know what was going on today? Just worries of a global recession, and not just possibly happening here in the U.S., but overseas as well. Now, it was the Federal Reserve that spooked everybody first yesterday. It gave this bleak assessment of the U.S. economy, warning of what they call a significant downside risk to the economic outlook.
Depending on how tomorrow goes, the Dow is on track for its worst weekly performance since September of 2008. Hewlett-Packard has a new CEO. Today, the board announced that former eBay head Meg Whitman is taking over. Whitman ran for governor of California last year, but lost to Jerry Brown. Teachers in Tacoma, Washington have voted to end their 8-day strike. Governor Christine Gregoire helped end the impasse. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
So, wondering, have you ever been in a long-distance relationship?
Oh, yeah, I'm in one right now.
Really? How far?
135,000 miles.
What?
Yeah, that's how far I can go with the warranty on my Mercedes.
Purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz right now with an optional extended limited warranty, and your vehicle may be covered for up to 7 years or 135,000 miles. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz undergoes rigorous inspections by factory-trained technicians to meet the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And it also comes with roadside assistance and 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. So along with our 135,000-mile extended limited warranty, we extend this invitation. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned extended limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Now at the Home Depot, Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch wide insulation is just $9.97 a roll. EcoTouch is softer and easier to handle, so it's also easier to install. Plus, it's a project you can do yourself in just one afternoon. Then enjoy lower energy bills year after year. All because you picked up Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation for just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Hey Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft and a late night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. Hubdowntown.com.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon,
Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt. Beautiful.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell. Just having a great time over here at the Jolt Studio with my celebrity co-host, Mark Irvin. And, you know, how can it get any better than this, Mark?
You know, it'd be pretty hard. I've actually got the good view out the window. I got the north view.
I know. I was wondering, you're not looking at me during the show.
I've been looking outside the mountains. Guys, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, we got a great location here for some majestic mountain views over here on East Broadway. Anyway, speaking of majestic, I love these segues that aren't planned. You know, I mean, you think about all the great things. And as we were talking about in the fall, this is the season of great events. It forces people to come back outside again and enjoy the alfresco experience. And I heard about this great event that's happening. In fact, it begins tonight. And it's happening all through the weekend. And I had not heard of this event before. It's called the Tucson Spanish and Flamenco Festival. And it's happening down at Casa Vicente downtown. And we thought, well, let's go to the Oracle of Wisdom of all things flamenco in Tucson. And that road only leads to one place. And she's with us now, Natalie Fernandez. Welcome to The Jolt.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
This is a lot of fun.
I've been involved with Casa Vicente for many, many years, but the festival that's taking place just explains or shows what the experience at Casa Vicente is all about.
Yeah,
and it's going to be an exciting weekend.
I think the word you just hit it when you said experience, mm-hmm. because I think that that's really part of the sort of objective of this event is to bring people in to experience what flamenco and Spanish food and Spanish culture is all about. It's really kind of from a mind, body, spirit perspective. I mean, as we say on this show all the time, having a great meal is one thing, but when you actually have an encounter, which is great music and great programs, and those are the things that you're not going to forget. So,
absolutely,
you've been doing flamenco around this town for quite a while, have you not?
I have been involved. I started dancing nearly 20 years ago and danced with a big company here in town, did a lot of company shows, performances. That was pretty much my full-time deal for a while. And as I moved on and had children and started my career, I work at Greenberg Financial Group now, but I stay in touch with the flamenco world. My brother has a flamenco band that he started as I was dancing and picked up from the guitarists. So it's exciting. And we have a Spanish background. We grew up around it. And Tucson has needed a successful Spanish experience,
right?
Because I grew up with my parents taking us to different restaurants and trying out, you know, the dinner shows where you go and eat and get that Spanish experience. And it, for some reason, it never stuck in Tucson. And when Casa Vicente opened, now it's been about 6 years.
Wow.
And their vision, Vicente and Marita are the owners down there. Their vision was to create a Spanish experience here in Tucson. Vicente is from Spain, and I tell you, I tell everybody that goes down there, I perform down there with my brother's band, so I'm down quite a bit every month. But you walk in those doors and you feel like you have entered into Spain. If you've ever been there, have either of you ever been to Spain?
I have not.
You
not
have
been
not.
To Spain.
No Spanish
but
travelers.
But I do like Cafe Vicente. Does that count at all?
It does. It does. Okay. It's like Spain. I tell people, if you haven't been to Spain and you're wondering what it's like,
save yourself
go
a little
there
money.
Because it is. It's that experience. There's music and it's loud. It's not a quiet evening. It's not awfully loud, But it's exciting. There's a lot going on, and you get that feel of what it would be like if you were sitting in a restaurant or a bar watching flamenco, having some tapas or a dinner meal.
Now, we just sort of buzzed on by Dean Greenberg, but let's come back to Dean. I mean, Dean's a great guy. You know, he's a fellow foodie. You know, I love what he's done. Have you ever been flamenco dancing with Dean Greenberg? Let's just get to the heart of the issue right now.
Dean and I, as many times as I've tried to fit him in some tight black pants and get him out there, we have not.
Well, consider that.
He has seen, you know.
Let's consider that a public service.
Struggling with the whole thought of Dean in tight black pants.
Yes. You know, we're doing a show at one of his restaurants next month, and so he's very supportive of the flamenco. He enjoys it, but he's not a dancer himself.
Well, talk about the flamenco as a culture. Well, how do you begin to describe or define what flamenco really means and what it's all about?
Flamenco, which origin is Spain, is really a communication of how people feel. Mm. And that's how flamenco started. Flamenco started with the singing of people, you know, different, mostly gypsies, but really singing about their happiness, their struggles. When you listen to a flamenco singer, you'll feel that there's some type of passion. There is something going on. Even if you don't understand the language of Spanish, you'll know that there is something they're trying to communicate through their music. Mm. And it picked up, obviously. The next step was the music. The guitar is a very familiar sound. The flamenco guitarists, you have an instrument called the cajon, which is a box that they sit on. There's a hole in the back, so it lets out a lot of noise. And that's the percussion, really the main beat of percussion. Mm. If you have a singer, a guitarist, and this box that people sit on, you'll have the whole experience. And then come in the dancers. And you get the dancing of flamenco really is, again, communicating experience. So every dance is a little bit different. And sometimes I'll watch a dancer or I'll be dancing myself and you say, gosh, that person looks so angry. What is wrong with her? Why isn't she smiling? Or why isn't he doing this or that? And it's not all just happy. It's really a story. Mm. There's storytelling behind the music. Mm. So it's important to understand what flamenco is and what is being communicated, so that you understand why, you know, these different dances really have a different sense or feel to what you're watching.
Right.
And you feel that. You don't ever watch a show and not feel something.
Yeah.
Because it's there. So, you know, to me, the art form itself, I grew up with it, but it was something that, you know, I was just attracted to, and it came naturally for me, and I developed that talent. But you know, you get up on stage and it's like you get to tell your story that night and you have that feeling. It's a great art form. I absolutely love it.
And
they're going to be, I'm sorry to cut you off,
no,
but they're
no,
going to
no.
be doing lectures this weekend.
That's
part of this festival, because a lot of people want to know the background. They want to know where this is coming from and what does it all mean, because it has so much meaning. So one of the things that they offer throughout this weekend down at Casa Vicente, they have workshops going on all weekend during the day. All the performances take place at night. The fun Spanish nights are going to be happening tonight through Sunday. But all day, if you want to go down and learn, take some singing classes. Mm. You can take guitar classes. You can take dance classes for beginners or advanced. You can go down and they're going to have lectures where they're talking about the history and the formation, where flamenco came from, right, what its origin is and what it means.
And the I don't know the Spanish term for the pièce de résistance, as we say in France, but this, it all sort of culminates in this evening extravaganza, which is all around this flamenco culture, but food is so much a part of that experience. Now, I have to admit, Natalie Fernandez, that I've not yet been to Casa Vicente, and I'm a little embarrassed to be sharing that on the air, but Mark Irvin raves about the food down there. He's actually hosted private events there at the restaurant. And what is it about Casa Vicente, Mark, that has created so much of a buzz, do you think, in this community?
Well, I think for me, you know, I don't drink a lot of Spanish wines. I think I mentioned to you earlier, not because I don't like them, I just don't know them. And so when I go down to Cafe Vicente, you know, they got the great wines. First off, I think the place is very comfortable. I think you kind of walk in there and, you know, you get greeted. And if you don't know anybody there, they all still greet you. It's very comfortable. It's like walking into your own kitchen, which I think is really, really fun there at the restaurant. The food's great. And we've had, gosh, I want to say it's probably been at least 5 or 6 years that it could be 10, I'm not sure, that the restaurant's been coming to the other Boys and Girls Club big function, the event.
Oh, the event, right.
And we also have to make special arrangements for them because they have the biggest pan I've ever seen in my life to make that paella. Right. And so we have to work very diligently with the folks up at La Encantada to make sure that it's positioned the right way and we've got this and we've got that. So it's not a – and what's really fascinating to me is just watch them make it.
Right.
You know, I'm just sitting there thinking, can I stir it one time? You know, because they just always kind of stir in this cauldron of stuff, and it's pretty amazing. And then, you know, there used to be many moons ago a place in Tucson, you know, like 30 years ago, way out on Broadway, that did tapas, and it's been, you know, I think, what have they been here? 6 or 7 years have Vincentine's been here, so. You know, that's how long they've been in the event. So that answered my own question. But, you know, where else can you go where if you just want kind of some light tapas and what have you, you can go down and do that. And, you know, I just think it's a fun place. I've not been there yet when they've had music, so I'm thinking I might need to go since we're having some music.
And I think the actual event
and the dancing,
starts tonight. I think you want to kind of talk a little bit about
the
event
festival,
and going to the weekend.
This is the third year of the festival, and there's Albuquerque is the flamenco capital of this country. That is where everything for flamenco, they call that the capital of flamenco for North America, is in Albuquerque, right next door. And Vicente and Marita had this idea that let's bring it a little bit further west and try this in Tucson. There are a lot of amazing performers here in Tucson, local people that have studied in New Mexico, that have gone to school in New Mexico, that have been in companies in New Mexico. And they're here. They live in Tucson. They teach here. They perform. They do all of these things. So we started putting it together. It's really a four-night event designed to build and build and build. And tonight, I mentioned the three forms, kind of foundation of flamenco, is the cante, which is the singing. And then you have the baile, which is the dance. And then the toque, which is the guitar, the music that goes along with that. So there's a focus each night, building in all three components. But tonight, as they kick off, there are some great artists that have been brought in from around the country that'll be doing more of the singing. There's also a great dancer from California that's a special guest tonight only. She's unbelievable. And she's going to be down there. Her name is Fanny. And she's going to be down performing some very special dances to open and close the event in between all these great singers. And then tomorrow night and Saturday night are they're not the same performance, but they're all around the dance, the baile. So there's some wonderful performers that are both local and also coming from New Mexico, from California, from back east. I mean, they've got some phenomenal dancers if you want to see some good flamenco dance.
Wow.
So they'll be there. Speaking of the big paella pan, that is breaking out tomorrow night and Saturday night. They do like a midnight snack. As you've never been to Spain, but maybe you've been other European countries or know of their cultures, they go all night long. We have the curfew of 2 o'clock in Tucson, so they can't go till the morning. But they start the events a little bit later. The doors open at 8 every night. And really, things get underway by about 8:45, 9 o'clock. And they'll go until, you know, midnight, 1, 2, if it stretches that
just
long.
Just like Mark Irvin goes.
Yeah, he's like Mark.
Exactly.
You look like a 1, 2 kind of guy.
Wind me up and turn me loose.
But what they will do is they will make a midnight or a late night snack, and it'll be that paella. They turn that thing, they get it all up, set up outside, and they make their fresh paella. You can watch them making it, then they'll serve it to everybody. They've got several different stations set up outside. They've basically blocked off the parking lot. They've built their own stage. It's amazing. And you'll have the music, there'll be the dancing, they'll do late night paella, there's drinks, there's sangria, Spanish wines.
Oh.
I mean, you name it, it's all going to be there.
So I got a question. How many people do you think can you serve out of if you made a full pan of paella? Any idea? Because I know when they make it at the event, it seems like it feeds, you know, a couple hundred people.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say hundreds.
Yeah.
In that big pan. Now, there's smaller pans. And
I've never seen the smaller pan. I've only seen the Mondo
I don't
one.
Think the smaller pans are going to be seeing the people this weekend. That's for sure.
They probably won't. If you're eating in the restaurant on any other night, or even, you know, the festival starts later. So there will be a lot of people that will want to come down and eat dinner. or have some tapas
sure.
in the restaurant or the bar, and then will make their way outside where this whole festival is going on. Because the festival isn't a dinner experience. So it starts late enough where you can go in, have your tapas, have a good meal. You could have paella and then have it again later. But so there's some great meals you can do in there. But when you order paella, you there at their restaurant, everything is cooked fresh. It's made to order. Your paella is not sitting around all day or from the morning. You have to order your paella if you're going to go down there to eat dinner at any night. You have to order it in advance
yeah.
because it takes about 2 hours to prepare a good paella. And
or you can just drink Spanish wine for a good couple hours.
Well, and that's where I say the experience. I mean, you go down there and it's not a jump in. I mean, it can be. You can go sit at the bar, get some tapas if you don't have a lot of time.
But the true experience.
But most people come down. You might get a drink at the bar and then you sit down and you have some tapas and then you build that in. Maybe order a meal. Some paella might come. You know, orders, they have great seafood, great lamb. Those are kind of their two big dinner meals along with the paella. And then there's the desserts and you've got the music going and you've got a stage there
like
where we're dancing.
This chorizo dish down there one time. That was amazing. I don't remember what it was. I just remember it was amazing.
Well, my mouth is watering and Natalie Fernandez herself is going to give one lucky listener out there the opportunity to call into the station right now if they think they know the answer to our trivia question, because we've got a very nice gift card for the lucky winner to experience Casa Vicente downtown to really have this remarkably authentic Spanish experience. For yourself, you can sink your teeth into the freshness and the goodness of these lovely Spanish spices that are awaiting you down. Now, I want to know, have you given some thought to a trivia question this week?
I have. This is a hard one.
Okay.
I mean,
you're going to stump our...
We're going to have to earn this.
Uh-oh.
We've
got a stumper, I
think,
coming.
Gift card.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So what's the question?
So the question is, Vicente is the owner of Casa Vicente, and he is from Spain. So my question is, which province... in Spain is Vicente from?
What province in Spain is Vicente of Casa Vicente from?
I have a hint.
Sure, why not?
Let me give a hint.
Go ahead.
Because if I was asked that question, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Where to
begin? So let me give you a hint. In the 5th century BC, this province was inhabited by the Celtic Iberian tribe called the Vetones, where they had one of the strongest fortresses from the time period. Today, the city still exists. It's surrounded by huge stone medieval walls dating back to the 11th century.
And that's a hint?
We have a mulligan. I need another hint.
Do you need me to read that?
We have another one.
All right. So what province in Spain is Vicente from? If you think you know the answer to the question and you want to get a gift card to Casa Vicente, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the 2-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell and my celebrity co-host Mark Irvin just having a blast here, flamenco style, with Natalie Fernandez talking about the Tucson Spanish and Flamenco Festival. And Natalie, in her charitable wisdom, has thought it would be fun to have somebody come down and explore Casa Vicente for the first time if they think they know the answer to the question, what province in Spain is the owner Vicente from? And we have a big and bold caller who has called in thinking that he might know the answer to the question. We're going to go to line one and say hi to David. What's going on, David?
I might just listen to your program. I've been to Vicente numerous times. I really enjoy it.
Oh, that's very nice to hear, sir.
So wonderful.
So anyway, we want to know. I mean, we'd love to be able to send you down there to enjoy it again, sir. What is the Spanish province where Vicente himself is from?
Well, I know he's from the walled city of Santa Teresa, which is Avila.
That's correct.
Is that?
That's the city. That's the city he's from. Do you know the province?
Now I'm a little concerned. It's either Madrid or Segovia.
Well, we're going to have to sort of sit here with you still on the phone, David, and see how Natalie wants to play this.
Well, okay, that's Segovia. Good, because you actually got the city. You took it all the way down to the,
you
to
mean,
the
you
city.
You went smaller.
And that is. That's the city that's surrounded by the stone. So he got the, and I did mention the city. So I'm going to say that David, the province, David, yeah, I'm going to say he got it. Because he got all the way down to the city.
Congratulations,
that's good.
David.
Good job,
wow,
David.
That's great.
The province is Castilla León.
Yeah, Castilla
de
León.
Yes.
Was right on the tip of your tongue, David. I mean,
but yeah, I could tell. It was coming. That was the next thing coming. But you got the capital city where he's from. So great job.
Very good, David. Congratulations. Thanks for listening. And don't go away, because we're going to get all your information right now. And it's going to be Natalie Fernandez's privilege to send you that gift card in the mail. Thanks so much for listening and congrats.
All right, thank you very much. Good day now.
Wow, so you had a fan of Casa Vicente call in, loves everything that you guys
wonderful.
Are all about, and he not only knew where sort of the general region, he nailed the city.
He nailed the city. He was right on. That was wonderful.
Now, have you been to the Castilla de León?
I
province?
Have not been there. I actually studied Spain in Sevilla and been to Barcelona, Madrid. I've traveled around. My father's family is from León. Not the same León here that Vicente's from, but kind of the Basque region, more northeastern. Mm-hmm. But I have been out there. That's a wonderful country.
Yeah, I can't wait to go. I haven't been to Europe since I was in high school, Mark Irvin.
So where do the Spanish, all the Spanish wines come from? Where's like the main place those are grown? Do you know that?
Well, a lot of them are in the southern region, and most of the, I'm not an expert on the wine, I apologize, but I will tell you at the restaurant, most of the wines that are served are Spanish wines. So it's a great, you can go and get a lot of knowledge there on the Spanish wines.
Great. Is there a website address for people to learn about this great Tucson Spanish and Flamenco Festival that starts tonight? I understand
there's
package pricing. You can go one night. You can go the whole night. All the information is available
Absolutely.
Somewhere.
Absolutely. It's the Tucson Spanish Flamenco Festival.com. Basically it, to SpanishFlamencoFestival.com. If you go to Casa Vicente's website, CasaVicente.com, there's a link right to the festival website. You can purchase tickets online, pay at the door. They'll probably sell out Friday or Saturday night. It will be that packed down. They sold out last year on Saturday night. It was that busy.
And
it goes all the way through Sunday. Sunday night
are
all the locals. My brother's band will be on Sunday night. I mean, they just keep this thing running through the whole weekend.
Great.
Natalie, when are you going to be there dancing?
Yeah,
I'm hosting the event. I'm emceeing, and I may dance a little bit on Sunday night with my brother's
band.
That
could be great. Again, Casa Vicente, 375 South Stone Avenue, right here in Tucson, a treat for everybody to encounter for themselves what Spanish, authentic Spanish cuisine and entertainment is all about. Mark Irvin, thank you so much for being with us this week. What a privilege it is to be
Matt, thanks for having me on. And Thanks for having Natalie on.
Absolutely. Natalie, what a pleasure to get to know you.
This
and
was
we will
fun.
Be seeing
you
this weekend.
Yes, we will.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell, Mark Irvin, and Natalie Fernandez reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
KJLL, South Tucson.